It's Air Shows International Radio with Rich Wyeth at Dunsfold Park at Wings of Wheels 2017. And I'm at the People's Mosquito Tent with John Lilly, MD of the project. Now, for those that haven't heard about the People's Mosquito, what is the project all about?
Okay, quite simple. It's to return to the UK skies a De Havilland 98 model Mosquito aircraft, which sadly the last one crashed back in, I think, 1996-97. So it's coming up nearly 25 years since Mosquito was in the UK skies. So we are a non-profit, fully registered charity of volunteers raising money through public donation, merchandise sales, sponsorship and all that, with the one sole aim of bringing a UK Mosquito for many people to see in the skies and display and come and meet and touch and feel.
Well, we look forward to seeing it in an air show in years to come. How is the project progressing? Because you've had quite an amazing find, haven't you, in the past 12 months?
Yeah, we were incredibly unfortunate that an engineer in a factory up in Broughton near Chester understood the value of old aperture cards, which, for those of you not aware, are like little microfilms of the technical drawings on a microfilm card. And when scanned, you can blow them up to full-size drawings. And he recognised these were Mosquito drawings and knew of our project from our own sort of PR and efforts, and said, you know, I got a phone call saying, would you like to come and collect them? Because the building where we're in currently is going to be basically knocked down and a new facility built, and anything not current to be used in the factory is going to go. And I said, how many? He said, I don't know, there's a filing cabinet with something in. So I turned up and in 1 October last year, and got a bit of a surprise that my Ford Focus iCar wasn't big enough to put 22,000 aperture cards in, weighing around about 67 kilos in the end. And when you understand that the Mosquito had about 12,000 drawings fully, and we've got 22,000, it sounds like we've got a bit of a holy grail. And one of the exciting things about that project is it enables us to have we have a very good relationship with the CAA currently, but it also then allows you to, you know, make things new or trace back your engineering back to the original OEM specification. So yeah, it's a real windfall, and thanks to that chap, you know, who managed to give us a phone call. But we are finding out many historical things about the Mosquito, unheard of marks of Mosquito, unheard of weapons that were thought about both in the war and post the war, and things like, you know, jetpacks bolted onto the side of sea Mosquitoes for takeoff and landings from carriers, and even an anti-ship weapon to sink aircraft carriers, as well as Thortograph. And as you know, the Mosquito is such a versatile aeroplane. We saw the Typhoon display today at Dunsfold. Well, multi-role combat aircraft started with the Mosquito. So there's a lot to talk about, and we could devote a whole programme, I'm afraid, to this.
Certainly can. And getting those drawings has exposed the project to a lot more people, hasn't it? You got a good exposure from it.
Yeah, fabulously. It was picked up by an aerospace correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, and so we went online, I think, around about 6th or 7th of August, and then it was in the paper the next day, big half-page spread, and then picked up by the Times newspaper. And from there, we've had a number of BBC interviews at Merseyside, Wickham Sound, BBC Wales as well, and we're hoping to film a little short film interview as well for that in the coming weeks. And a number of documentary companies are talking about, you know, they're really interested in the fact that it's a bunch of volunteers of I run a particularly large piece of business in my day job as a director, and Bill Ramsey is my ops director, who flew the Vulcan and flew in the Red Arrows, and Ross Sharp is an engineering qualifications, and so the whole board of directors has got a huge amount of experience, but we're all doing this off our own steam. We don't take a salary, and I think the media are picking up the fact that, one, there's these lost drawings saved, you know, and that's true. And it is a national treasure for the aviation archives, really, the historic scene of Britain. But also, it gets us a lot further down the line in terms of exposure, you know, and people's confidence. And as I said many times in a number of interviews, the engineering side is not the issue. It's raising the money needed to do that.
Yeah, because you have got some original parts, haven't you, of the Mosquito. So how are you going along with the build so far?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We've got the mortal remains of RL-249, which is a post-war night fighter Mosquito. And, you know, 1% or 2% we'll get into that, because we do need some of those metal bits still. The Mozzie did have some metal on it, as, you know, the wooden wonder. We've successfully completed having the wing ribs constructed, but we're going full steam ahead now for the fuselage fund, and we've made a good dent into raising £75,000 this year for the deposit for the fuselage, but we'll need about another £500,000 to finish that over 1 year. So hence this publicity at the moment is fabulous, and to give that exposure. So yeah, and the project grows and grows. And, you know, it's you know, we would like to think that the drawings are now providing a catalyst, a springboard for going forward.
It certainly is an incredible amount of money. So fundraising-wise, you're doing it like coming here to Wings of Wheels and other air shows you're going around. How else are you trying to raise that money?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we're at Dunsfold selling merchandise and having people come and talk to us about Mosquitoes and the project as well. And a lot of people then join the People's Mosquito Club. So we run a £25 one-year membership, £275 for a lifetime, you know, and you get regular exclusive quarterly news. We issue a little journal called Mozzie Bites, for example, which we keep it all very environment-friendly and send it out on PDF for you. And, you know, and other offers and discounts. And then, yeah, we are talking to a number of sponsors and sponsorships as we go forward. We've got one or two on board already. We're working on some more. And yeah, so as everything, I mean, it's up to these projects, there's not one magic answer, and it's getting the money in from revenue. And we do want to embark as well on most often asked question is an HR fund application. We are going to do that. It takes about a year to write that, especially for the amount. If you want to do something over £100,000 from the lottery fund, it's a big project to write, and it's quite specialist actually. It's not just filling out 10-20 pages of a form, it's writing a manual for your bid, and quite rightly, because it's a lot of people, public's money, isn't it? And again, this project is, you know, that's why it's called People's Mosquito, because it's been bought and paid for by your donation, your purchase.
Now, if anyone's coming to Wings Wheels, Dunsfold Park on Sunday, can come and see you here. But if they can't make it to this air show, obviously you're going to other air shows as well, they can come and see you at those. But is there any other way they can find out more details and support you?
Absolutely. After this show, we're doing Scampton. So if you're going up to there. And also we're doing the Duxford Battle of Britain show as well in September. And then we'll finish off at LLA Air Day in October at RAF Coningsby. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We're fully out there. This project was born on Twitter, actually. It was my original idea. I did a tweet, I think we say these days. But yeah, we've got a website, www.peoplesmosquito.org.uk. People's Mosquito is all one word. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, if you just, you know, search People's Mosquito. And, you know, if you want to contact us, there's all those details there, email addresses and little buttons you can press to say hello.